Throughout our lifetime, we have many teachers that serve to guide us. Our parents, mentors, school teachers, etc. But your symptoms or illness are probably not on that list of teachers, unless you have healed from chronic conditions like myself. If you're struggling with any chronic condition or illness, have you considered asking yourself, what is this trying to teach me? It's amazing how a simple shift like this will help you see your symptoms in a different light. In today's episode, I'm revealing 5 truths that your chronic illness is here to teach you. I suggest that you don't wait until you heal to embrace these truths, because the sooner you learn them, the easier it will be to resolve your symptoms. Are you feeling overwhelmed and frustrated trying to heal your chronic conditions? It's time to simplify. I'm your host, Jenny Peterson, a chronic illness expert and founder of Mind Body Rewire, a program that helps those with chronic conditions get their life and health back by rewiring the subconscious patterns that are blocking their healing. That's right. I take out all the fluff, the supplements, the diets, the detoxes, and teach you how to be your own healer. I never said that it's easy, but it can be simple. If you're serious about getting back your life and health, it's time to put focus on the one area that will help you get there, your own mind. Take the first step to working with us by requesting your healing plan today. The link is in the show notes. When I was experiencing chronic symptoms for several years, I thought that they were the most devastating thing in my life. All I could think about was how my life would never be the same, and I dreamed of feeling like I did before they all started. Fast forward to today, and I'm extremely thankful for going through that experience and honestly know that I wouldn't be the person I am today if I didn't. Frankly, I believe that your symptoms are probably the most valuable teacher you can have. The truths that I'm revealing today could either be viewed as valuable or harsh truths. However you see it, either way, they are worth knowing. Number 1, not everyone wants to get better. This may sound like it's hard to believe, but now that I'm helping people heal themselves, I can see it very clearly. Sometimes the benefits of having chronic illness outweigh getting well. This is usually never seen consciously by someone. It's running subconsciously. For example, if a person's fear of failure is so strong, they subconsciously will do anything to avoid it. Trying new things is a risk of survival according to the subconscious, and it will do anything to avoid that risk. These are the people that you will typically see not trying new things or say that they know they need to do something different, but never do. The possibility of failure is there, and that is subconsciously trying to be avoided for survival. Or another one that I often see is the fear of taking responsibility. For some, taking responsibility for their life is very scary and feels safer to stay where they are at. This is the power of the subconscious mind. It would rather avoid discomfort. If being sick and miserable is safer and more comfortable, it will choose that over getting well. These are what I call secondary gains, and we make sure to cover them in all the work we do with our clients, because they are often the hidden blocks getting in the way of someone's healing. While secondary gains can be very strong, they can be overcome. What I typically see is that a person has to get to rock bottom. Things need to get really bad to face these secondary gains and let them go. This is why I say, when you get pissed off, when you get angry, you're ready to do this work. Then there is the other side of it when we heal from chronic symptoms, seeing others around us suffering, and we wish that they would get help. Oftentimes, what we see, they don't see. So we try to help them or give them suggestions. This is where I have come to learn that you must let people discover their own healing journey. If they come to you asking you what you did to get well, then that is your opportunity to plant a seed. Let people come to you rather than trying to force something they are not ready for. When we do this work, we see that our parents may have passed on some patterns that haven't served you or themselves. Here again, unless your parents can see this unhelpful way of responding to life or brings enough pain to them to want to change, you can't force change onto them. This is essentially part of this work, learning what is yours and what isn't, and having no attachment to the outcome. Now, the second truth that chronic illness teaches us is your body never lies. Your body is literally your personal growth gauge. It tells you exactly where you need to make changes in your life. And it's extremely accurate. I have yet to have a student say to me, "That isn't me," when their subconscious blocks are revealed to them. They are literally spot on every time. The problem is that we are not taught how to listen to our bodies. We are taught to fear it, take something to stop it from doing its job, and then we need to control it. Everything is so surface level around us. We as human beings are so much deeper than that. We operate from our subconscious patterns, yet we are trying to fix everything from a conscious level. Your symptoms are all signs of something much deeper. When you learn the language that it speaks, you become a team rather than trying to fight it. When I did my own work, my body revealed to me things that I've been holding on to for years. I'm not talking about emotions being trapped in my body and releasing those, because that isn't the work I'm referring to. I'm talking about ways of thinking and perceptions that I formed from life experiences that I was using also for responding to my current life experiences. The way I operated was based on all of those life experiences. Even if I was 30 years old, I was responding to life based on how I was programmed before the age of 12. My body told me that the perceptions that I formed from those times are no longer serving me. Once I shifted them, my symptoms went away. Your body never lies and is on your side. Truth number 3, fear is the glue. Fear is the glue that keeps you stuck. When you focus on fears, they come true. It's a filter that clouds you from seeing any goodness. Fear is the monster in your head that continues to get bigger and bigger, scarier and scarier. He then invites his friends, and before you know it, the fear game takes over your entire life. This is why I call fear the glue, and why if you don't address fear, aka your anxiety, your symptoms will not go away. Chronic illness taught me that fear is incredibly powerful. The more I feared, the more my symptoms increased. My world got smaller and smaller. I started out being fearful of going to bed and having panic attacks, which then led to a fear of taking a shower, which then led to fear of being alone, and it just kept going and going. Whether it's a fear of driving, being alone, speaking up, failing, not being good enough, etc., these fears, whether you consciously see them or not, most of the time they're running subconsciously, they keep your nervous system heightened. They activate your sympathetic nervous system. When one fear continues to lead to another, we learn to operate this way unconsciously, and our sympathetic nervous system is constantly being activated. This isn't an environment that supports healing. It keeps you stuck. Once I started to build trust in myself, these fears slowly started taking a backseat. I wasn't activating my sympathetic nervous system so much, and my body could finally relax and heal. Chronic illness taught me that in order to overcome anything in my life, I need to let go of fear and step into my power. The fourth truth that chronic illness teaches us is you create your life. Chronic illness will teach you that you are the creator of your life based on your thoughts and perceptions. Your body is literally telling you that through your symptoms. Now, the experiences that happen to you or the patterns that you have developed from those experiences are not your fault, but it is your responsibility to change them if you want your life and health to change. Chronic venting about your problems continues to bring problems and literally tells your subconscious that is what you want and will keep attracting it. Blaming others keeps you in a victim state and leaves you powerless. Sitting back and waiting for someone, yes, even God, to save you or change things is taking away the responsibility for your life. You create your life based on the patterns that you decide to give power to. The subconscious patterns that are connected to your symptoms are not just affecting your health. They are bleeding into all areas of your life because you operate from these patterns daily. They are essentially how you do everything. This is why I love the phrase, how you do anything is how you do everything. So let's say you have chronic anxiety. This indicates to me that you respond to life and have a tendency to worry, overthink, be fearful, predict the future, and feel powerless to do anything about your situation. You are not only going to do this in one area or one situation in your life, it's going to bleed into all areas of your life and is going to be the go-to response to situations in your life. It's how you're wired to respond. Your life and health will be a printout of this pattern along with other patterns that are intertwined with other patterns. It's all a big pattern puzzle. So to change your life and health, these patterns must be rewired. And remember that your perceptions are the root to your thoughts, behaviors, and emotions. These are the byproducts of your perception. Your thoughts, behaviors, and emotions, again, are byproducts of your perception. So if you're trying to just work on changing your thoughts and changing or getting rid of your emotions, these are byproducts. These are only a result based on your perception. You've got to go to the root. The root is the perception. And your brain works like a magnet. It wants to continue attracting whatever is in your subconscious because that is how it continues to stay safe. If you don't feel good enough, you will see every situation through that filter of not feeling good enough based on all the evidence you have accumulated to support that belief. And your brain will constantly be looking to support that belief that you believe about yourself, to support and build that file of proof. When you change your perceptions, you change your life and your health. And we're talking biological changes. Your body will start responding differently. If you respond to life with fear and powerlessness, that is not a message that feels safe to your body. So it will biologically react with anxiety symptoms and adapt in order to keep you alive because it feels like there is a threat. If you respond to life being resilient, aware, and in your own power, that sends a completely different message to your body, one of safety. So your body doesn't have to adapt or respond as if there is a threat when we're thinking that way. Two different perceptions, which results in two different responses in the body. The biological response in your body is programmed for survival and is connected to all body systems. Chronic illness taught me that my life and health are created by me. If I don't like what is happening in those areas, then I need to change it by changing my perception. I do want to note that changing perception doesn't mean to turn everything into a positive experience. Changing my perception might mean that I need to let go of control that maybe I learned when I was younger in certain experiences that I needed to control to feel safe. Well, my new perception is that I don't need to do that. That was an old survival way of thinking. So my new perception would be that I need to let go of control rather than when I had that experience that happened how many years ago that I felt like I needed to be in control. Well, that's not working for me anymore. That was survival at that moment. That's not working for me anymore, right? So that new perception means I got to let this go. I got to let go of the control. I got to trust me. I got to trust that I can adapt to life of whatever happens. That's a new perception. We're not just talking about becoming positive Pollys here. Then there's, it could be that it's safe to set a boundary. Maybe you learned many, over your entire childhood that setting a boundary wasn't safe or speaking up wasn't safe. That was your perception back then, your belief back then. A new perception would be it's safe to set a boundary or that it's safe to be who I am. Perception is always rooted in beliefs. So that is often an easy place to start to see where you need to change the perception. I promise you, the moment you start to shift your perception of your experiences, things will dramatically start changing in your life and health. I've had people tell me that just by listening to my podcast and learning about their symptoms from a new view and no longer fearing them, they have had symptoms go away or significantly decrease. This is all because of a shift in perception. All right, number 5, forcing doesn't work. I often get asked, so how long will my healing take or what happens if I'm not 100% better by the end of your program? I know that this is coming from a place of eagerness to feel better, heal, and move forward because I've been there myself, so I get it. And I also want you to know that you're not in control of your healing as much as you think you are. Your body and subconscious has its own agenda, and you have to surrender to that agenda. Your patterns have been with you for your entire life. Jumping in and forcing you to work on those patterns all at one time or without prepping your subconscious will only push away your healing. Have you ever noticed when you try to control your kids, especially as they get older and want more freedom, that they rebel and go against you? You force, they push back. Very similar to what happens in your brain when you try to force healing. The more you force, the more you push healing away. There's the expectations that come with the force. Then there's the frustration of if you're not meeting those expectations, that your head spirals into all of that thinking. You're literally pushing your healing away by forcing your healing. And you can't speed up the process of healing if your subconscious isn't ready. We are dealing with deep patterns that require slowing down and taking the healing process one step at a time. I wish we could heal instantly, but I'm not so sure that that would be a good thing in the long run, because like I said, I mean, our symptoms are here to teach us. Obviously, we'd have other ways of learning, but healing instantly, I think, would be a disservice to us. So diving into the deep work, into your deepest patterns and pain all at one time, or trying to rush it, usually isn't going to achieve long-term change. It's going to be short-term or none at all. Again, because the brain is going to rebel. Healing takes time to explore and develop an awareness of the many different parts or perspectives that you had and how they work together. Everything's working together right now to attempt to protect you, to keep you alive. This is all survival. So we have to first get that all out on the table. Look at all of this. What patterns are you operating off of for survival? Get that out on the table first. Once we figure that all out, we can start to do the cleanup process. This is why it's important to work with someone that has experience in subconscious work. I've seen and I've also worked with too many practitioners and healers that dive into the deep work way too soon before the subconscious is ready. This is a recipe for disaster for both the practitioner and the client. And usually the subconscious isn't ready, to be honest with you, because the person is consumed by fear. When we're consumed by fear, the subconscious literally is closing the gates of we're not going in there. So the prep work, I have a podcast on the prep work for subconscious work, but essentially we're calming down that amygdala. We're calming down the fear center so that the subconscious can feel safe enough to start working. And so that's why we don't want to dive into it. Everybody that has chronic conditions is in a state of fear. And when you sign up to work with us, the first day, the day if you sign up, we start digging into all your experiences and your trauma. Your conscious is going to go, whoa, hold on here. You know, we've got this tiger chasing us still, and we can't slow down and focus on what you're trying to work on here. That amygdala, that fear center, has to be calmed down first. And that does take about 30 days to calm down. And then there'll be that sense of safety to work on the subconscious patterns. So when you work on your stories from a safe place, your nervous system will be reliving it. That is how this work needs to be done. I mean, how many of us have gone to therapy, opened up the can of worms, cried and talked about a situation, and then left that therapy session with no tools or no processing done whatsoever, just opened the can of worms and never put the lid back on? That is going to be very stressful to the nervous system because, number one, it doesn't know, is this really happening now or not? When we're reliving a situation, when the subconscious isn't ready for that work, it's going to actually activate that sympathetic nervous system, which we don't want to do. It doesn't know the difference. So reliving it isn't how we resolve it. We need to make sure to calm down that amygdala first and then go into that experience with a new set of eyes from a healthy, calm state. So if you find yourself doing limited diets or detoxing, meditation, or whatever else you're adding to the mix, there is most likely force behind those actions of wanting to do all this stuff. If your healing feels like a full-time job, you're forcing it. It really doesn't have to be this hard. All of this stuff isn't needed. Seriously, we have worked with hundreds of people, and the only thing we do is work on the subconscious mind. We get rid of all the other stuff, and it takes away this overwhelm. It takes away the force and just allows you to work on the patterns that surface whenever the subconscious is ready. So we need to stop this force. The force creates a lot of pressure and expectations that when they're not met, just cause even more stress. And I stopped trying to control my healing with all the outside stuff and just surrendered to everything unraveling as it should. I considered my job to be to keep my head in the right lane and work on my patterns a little bit at a time. Yes, I was working on my patterns daily, but it was in very small pieces. I just focused on being a little bit better than the day before, 0.5%, 1% than the day before. And some days I fell back into those old patterns, and that was okay. It was part of the process and part of me surrendering to how change happens in the brain. It's so important to understand how change happens in the brain. It's not overnight. It's not a one-time thing. It is consistency. It is with repetition. Consistency and repetition are essential for making changes in the brain. So we have to surrender to that process. When we get mad at doing the work and things aren't sticking, it's not that we're doing something wrong. It's simply that we're not looking at how the brain is rewired, and we haven't done it long enough. We haven't done it consistently enough. And when we understand that that is the key to rewiring, then we can settle down a little bit and go, you know what, I've only been doing this a couple of weeks. And how can I expect my brain to be 100% different right now? So your body doesn't need to be told how to heal. That is the other thing about forcing here, is that we're literally trying to tell our body how to heal. And seriously, it knows exactly what it's doing. It biologically is programmed to do this. You don't have to control it. You have to let go of trying to control your healing. We have been programmed so much to control it. And surprise, surprise, this isn't working. You can see it in situations where there is infection, there's cancer, or really any symptom. It doesn't matter. Drugs are given to stop the healing process. And when the drug is done, the body goes right back to where it was before because the root issue hasn't been resolved. The drug comes in, basically says, body, stop doing what you're doing. We're coming in and we're doing this and this. Body says, okay, I'm going to sit back. I'm going to go on pause while this comes in. And then when you stop taking it, I'm going right back to what I was supposed to be doing because that is how I am biologically designed. And you are not going to change that part of me. Now, that can go on for years. A person could be on medication for years and put a pause on that whole healing process, or it can be just, you know, a couple weeks or whatever. Either way, the body knows exactly what to do. And once it gets the opportunity to go back to creating that homeostasis without something coming in, it will do that. It's how it's designed. We have lost so much trust with our own bodies that it's literally killing us. Trust in your body to heal a cut or a broken bone is about as far as the trust goes. Anything outside of that, we are told, you better take control. Force comes from fear. And you already know what fear does based on what I discussed a little earlier. Trust and safety is where we need to lean into and let go of that force and the fear. My advice is to surrender. Gather all the evidence that you can to support what happens when you surrender. That time when you had a sunburn, a cut, a broken bone, and all you did was protect it and allow your body to do the healing, that's what you need to focus on. That's how you need to step into thinking when you're experiencing a symptom is, oh yeah, that's when I had that cut or that broken bone, I just sat back, basically, you know, knew that my body was going to do its thing, protected it, and it did do its thing. And we need to build up proof of that because your brain has a negative bias. It's going to look for the stack of proof that proves that all the negative, right? Because that's the way it does for protection and survival. So the stack of proof that you have for all the things that didn't work or all the things that went wrong versus the stack of where you trusted and surrendered is probably going to be two different sizes just because of how the brain is designed. But you get to decide what stack of proof you want to focus on. You can focus on the stack of proof of when you trusted and you surrendered to the process and things worked out. Now, the stack of proof of all the things that didn't work, there's probably things within there that we are not seeing on many levels. Of there was probably a lack of consistency where there wasn't results. There was probably limited beliefs getting in the way of when the results didn't happen. Maybe whatever was done wasn't getting to the root of the issue. There's so many pieces to it. So when we say, I tried everything and nothing has worked, well, okay, I get that everything we have tried, or it feels that we've tried everything. But a lot of times it's that it wasn't the root issue, or maybe the root issue was being addressed here, but there wasn't consistency with it. Or, you know, you had limited beliefs, or you had you didn't believe in it to begin with. Like, there's just so many pieces to that pile of evidence saying it didn't work that we have to be open to seeing that it's possible that there were other things getting in the way of it not working. And when we put our focus on where we trusted and surrendered and say, this is possible, it shifts the way that we think about our symptoms and our body's ability to heal on its own. And now I need to also say this. Surrendering is not for emergency situations. Please use common sense. If you have a chronic symptom for more than 3 months, this is most likely not life-threatening and where surrendering to mind-body healing would be helpful. So let's recap. The five truths that chronic illness teaches us are, number one, not everyone wants to heal. Number two, your body never lies. Number three, fear is the glue. Number four, you create your life. Number five, forcing doesn't work. So maybe you've already learned some of these. Maybe you haven't, despite chronic illness and symptoms feeling like they are ruining your life. I promise you that it is here to teach you even well beyond this list. I encourage you to be open to the lessons that it's here to give. I know you may not see it now, but I know once you are free of your symptoms, just like me, You will be grateful for the experience and all the amazing things you have learned that most likely wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for your conditions. Doing mind-body work on your own can feel like there is so much to do and you don't know where to start. Let us help you simplify this process by providing you with a step-by-step plan for your healing. If you would like to work with myself and the MBR team, the first step is to request a healing plan. This healing plan will be the exact steps you need to take to address your chronic symptoms and how we can support you in that plan. Without a plan, you can plan in your old patterns to continue taking control and getting in the way of your healing. You can find the link to request your healing plan in the show notes. You can also connect with me and continue learning by following me on Facebook at Mind Body Rewire and on IG at The Mind Body Rewire. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others and give us a review so more people can learn how to get to the root of their chronic conditions. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.